July. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, what's good, y'all? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another one, y'all. This your boy, man. We back, sparking conversation, man. And yo, I love it, man. I just want to tell y'all that, man. When every time I jump on here, man, it just brings me joy to know that we actually making a difference out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much that people do when it comes down to this whole content creation game, right? Where, you know, you be thinking to yourself, you know, am I really making an impact? Is people really paying attention? Do people really grasping what we trying to do over here and sparking conversation? And every time that you question yourself, man, you give yourself, you force yourself step backwards, right? You know what I'm saying? And because when it comes down to it, we gotta internalize what we feel on the inside. We gotta project it, right? Because when we don't, you know, our subconscious takes over and that fight or flight kicks in, and then you begin to doubt yourself a little bit, because that's when you start asking questions, is when doubt come in. But when you stop and just take a moment to just really think about what your purpose is for what you're doing, and especially when it comes to this content game, I had to tell myself that, right? And the goal is to help people, or to give people something where they feel like it's some substance out here. Yeah, true and all. Like, you know, it's a lot of platforms and podcasts out here where, you know, they go for whatever's the latest news, the trend, the clickbait, the who doing this and who doing that. And look, we talk about that stuff sometimes ourselves. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about a few things that's been going on during the week tonight. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's not cool to talk about some things sometimes, but then again, you know, I have been opening up the floor, the platform, to people who've been really having some things going on in their families. So I want to extend that and just continue to encourage people. Like, listen, if you are an impacted person, or you and your family have been impacted by any type of injustice that's been done to you guys, you guys can just reach out to us and we can try to figure out a way that we can schedule it on. If you're a business owner and you have a dope business and you have somebody, you know, or an idea or a dream, well, hopefully not an idea or a dream, already have it in motion. Because if you come up here with an idea and a dream, somebody will try to steal it. You already know. So to just make sure that you already in whatever it is. And if that's the case, then listen, let's schedule it. Let's get that on. Like, let's have those conversations, because that's the whole purpose of the platform, man. We want to have those type of conversations with people, man, like real things, real topics. How can we change our lives? How can we change the trajectory of our lives? How can we change whatever our negative is and make it a positive? We understand that we always going to have to deal with negative, but damn, we should always expect to deal with positive too. That come along with it, you know? And one thing I keep, you know, realizing is that the energy you put out is the energy that you get back. You know what I mean? A lot of people like to look at karma from a negative perspective. They always do that. But then when it comes down around, like, you got to realize too, some people are just walking a journey. It's not always necessary that we have to look for something to come right back. Because think about all the bad things that happen to people in the world today, and these people still walk around like, where's their karma? And I know it's a thing. We can say, it's coming. I know. But who's waiting on it? Because at the same time, while we waiting on somebody to get their karma, we blocking our own blessing. So it's like, damn, y'all, you know what I mean? We got to make choices out here. And some of them choices mean to move forward. But with that being said, thank y'all to all the people that download the audio version of this podcast, man. Apple, Spotify, and all that. As a matter of fact, hold on. Let me pull that up real quick, because I want to make sure that I give the proper people they shout out, because, you know, a lot of times I say that and, yeah, y'all, I want to make sure I give it out. All the countries and stuff like that we're in. First of all, these are all downloads. So these are all the places that they actually download the audio version. This is not the YouTube and none of that. So, of course, we have the United States. We have Belgium. We have France. Let's see who else in the building real quick, yo, that be really rocking with us. Let me extend this, yo. We definitely got Japan. We got Nigeria. We got Morocco. We have a bunch of places in the United States, man. And Canada. So, you know, we pretty much worldwide, yo. It's a few more countries and a bunch of more things that we need to reach, you know, where we growing. And that's the thing, you know, that you can actually see the fruit of your progress, man. And it's dope. So thank you all that be downloading the audio version of this podcast, man. We definitely appreciate y'all, man, for real. Keep on listening. I bet. So I wanted to make sure that all of you guys that's been hitting me up, asking me about, you know, what do I mean by, you know, this financial thing or this financial freedom thing? You know what I'm saying? And what do we mean? You know, because people have so many questions. And I get that. And, you know, a lot of times I understand, too, that sometimes people have questions because they want somebody to do it for them, you know. And I always say, do the research, follow the money. And with that being said is that it's easy because a lot of the people who are the richest people out here, they have to be, you know, it's public. So, I mean, you know, to a certain extent when it comes to business, you know. So when it comes to that, then you just see who making the most money. I bet. So is it Warren Buffett? Like, is it this person? Is it Elon Musk? Like, who is it? And then I bet. So what do they invest in? All right, bet. So they invest in this, they have that. Okay, bet. So you find out everybody has some type of real estate. So you get that, right? So it's just that what they do with it, it just makes it different. This person may own real estate and they just have restaurants. Like, it's just a thing. Right. But you just follow the money. And then when you get down to it, you find out what they're doing now. And then you see what assets are growing based on the way that they say that the dollar is falling. So all you guys got to do is do that and not just listen to me saying, all right, so it's this, that, and the third. I already tell y'all it's not financial advice. It should be financial motivation, though, or like even if it could be considered that, like motivation for people to think about something outside of what they normally think about. Get outside the box. It's easy for you to find out exactly what I mean when I say do the research, follow the money, because they showing y'all exactly what they doing. So then if they doing it, then you know what to do, right? We talk about AI on here. Everything, even the movies, everything is talking about AI. So what's the number one thing that y'all do? Go on the places that, you know, that show you the public companies that are investing in artificial intelligence. There you go, right? Don't FOMO in. Not when it's green. Don't look at it and just say, oh, it's green. Remember, anytime it's red, that's an opportunity to buy because it'll get back green. And it's a way for you guys to check that. So that's why I say it's not financial advice. You can do the research. But at the end of the day, y'all, I'm telling y'all, it's out there. Just do it. Just take about 15, 20 minutes one day and just, you know, every day if you have to, and just do what you got to do. You can start with as little as $5. Like, you don't have to have all this big money for you to get into a scenario and get some things going. Right now, over in the crypto space, let's think about that, y'all. Like, it's things that ain't even a penny yet that's growing, and y'all could, like, so you just never know, right? At not just 10 years ago, Bitcoin was like $12,000. Look where it's at right now. I think it was less than that. And it's people that put up something like $100 or $1,000 right now that's millionaires right now, yo. So just think about that. Yeah, it ain't gonna happen overnight, but if you kind of put yourself in that perspective, like, yo, let me get in, let me start walking up, let me start now. And then you can change your life. So that's what I'm going to say to y'all, man, because a lot of people been hitting me like, yo, Rod, tell me to play. Yo, what's going on? Like, what you hit? No, I'm not. That ain't it. Because if something don't work for you, you're going to be like, yo, it's because you got it from Rod. Nah, I'm telling y'all to follow the people who it's already working for. I mean, and it should, how it's not going to work for you. If it's working for them, how it's not going to work for you. So that's why I say do the research, follow the money. I'm with y'all. That's all I'm saying. I'm right with y'all. Like, the same thing. I'm right with y'all. Just do it, though. Don't be one of them people. Don't be one of them people that grew up having to stand in line for government cheese and them cans that said pork and chicken on it to go back to that as an adult because you ain't pay attention. Like, you don't want that? I bet. So listen, change your scenario, yo. Put the snacks down. Like, if you add up all the snacks you might eat, that's your investment right there. Take all your snack money for 30 days. Take all your fat back money. That's what I call it, right? Your fat back money. Because that's what happened. You be getting them big backs. So if you want to unbig your back, invest. That's going to help bring your back down to reality. Bring your back down to the back it's supposed to be. People out here really trying to get their back back. So if you want to have your back back like it's supposed to, here's a way for you to take something to help you keep your back where it's supposed to be. Take that change and find somewhere to invest it. That's all I'm going to say, man. Y'all can't say that I ain't, you know what I'm saying? So if I see y'all and y'all back big, y'all can't be like, yo, Ryan, yo, I told you what to do, yo. Take them snacks. All right, bet. So we got Meek in the building, y'all. I'm about to bring her up, y'all. And we're just going to talk about a few things, man, because, you know, like I said, it's a lot of things going on out here. I just know, I don't know, like, is everybody aware or if they not? Like, let's get some things out the way real quick. Let me see what's going on. Meek, what's up, y'all?
What's up? I need to start investing in snacks. That's what all the snack brains.
Yo, stop playing, y'all. Don't encourage people. We try to get them to change their life and they back.
Woo, I've grown into my fat back, so.
Yo, stop playing. Hey, yo, listen, because people really out here struggling, yo, because I don't know, like, it's these things where you know, surgeries, because I know we talked about this on the show last year. About a lot of the surgeries that people go through because they want to, you know, they want to look a certain way fast.
Yeah.
Right? But then it don't stay there once they get the surgery. Nobody talks about that part.
Yeah, because it's still being glamorized. They still want people to get it.
Mm.
They ain't
going to
talk about the ugly side.
I know, but the ugly side be them on purpose. Like, yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, they can afford, like, some of these girls, they do what they can and get enough money to get that one, you know what I'm saying, run through, however that go. And then, boom, they go back to the snacks. Right? And then that back come back.
Yes. And then they be looking crazy. It's like...
Word.
It's like a waste. It's a wasted investment at that point. You done fucked it up. You can't even send it back. You can't do a refund, but you gotta have that bad body. Until you
but
go to a doctor and get it out.
Now on, yo, right, and just be lopsided. But I think that's the point, right? Like, the thing is going on because, you know, recently they had DC Young Fly out here, right? He had an interview, and he was talking about, you know what I mean, saying that men should encourage women more, you know, about their natural bodies. Like, be okay with encouraging women more to have, you know, okay, be okay with having your natural body. And to me personally, I think that's cool. But, like, how do you get that through to people who say to you, like, if you say to them, like, yo, listen, you really look good. You just got to do X, Y, Z. You know what I mean? You don't have to go through all that. And they be like, well, I want to do it for me. you know, would you being a female, like, I guess... You know, because that's one of the things that would be a rebuttal, but, you know, that's one of the things that will come back to you. It's like, yeah, but I just want to do it for me. I want to get back to, you know, and I hear that a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what is that? Like, do you think that it is a way that we as men can, even if we do more encouraging, do you think that would change anything?
It'll be a while, though, because this movement's been on the books for decades, you know? Because I was seeing something that they were talking about on the Moesha show, her friend Kim Parker. They described her as being the big girl. But if you look back at her from back then, she wasn't really that big. But that's what I mean. It's been put in this false image for decades now. So it's going to take some work to get that out of our system, because there's some girls who still believe that. There's some girls, the body dysmorphia is real. And when they look in the mirror, based on what they see other guys liking, based on what other girls are doing and how they look, it's putting this image that they're not good enough. So it can help, but it's going to be a while before it takes over the masses.
Gotcha. So, all right. So you said something interesting too, because, you know, the thing would be where some women do it because of what they think other men like, or what they think men like, or, you know, the way other women may look in their clothes or in their pictures or something like that. So then, but that's not ever the admission that comes from women who actually are going to get these surgeries or get the surgery. They always come back with the, well, no, I'm not doing it because of them. I ain't doing it because of no man or nothing like that. I'm doing it because of how I want to look. And da, 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 da. Because, you know, a lot of times that be the kick that you never know if they go under this knife that they're going to come back. Because there's a lot of people who had this type of conversation with the person before they went to go handle that business, or before they even put their money together.
Because
most people don't put that money together in silence. They kind of letting you, you know, or if they do, they don't have nobody that they got to talk to about it. But for the most part, you know, before they go do that, a lot of times, a lot of these people, it has been men that been like, yo, no, I, you know.
Yep. They support it. Because they're not thinking about the ramifications, and I think that's the thing. I think people are thinking of that instant, I'm going to look like a bad bitch. And the dudes are thinking about, oh, my girl about to have a fat ass, a nice ass body. But they're not thinking about any surgery you go under, there's a risk. Even the most common of surgeries, there's a risk.
Facts.
None of that is being put into the thought process, and it's sad because women are losing their life over this. They losing their life trying to have a badass body for themselves that they want to show off to everybody. If it was for yourself, then, I mean, you can go to the gym and achieve that. Like, I understand because I'm all about self-esteem. I'm all about feeling good about you. But unnecessary risks don't make sense to me. It don't compute.
Yeah, even men, I haven't heard about too many, you know, deaths coming from, you know, men going under, because a lot of it, well, I don't know, because I don't hear, it be, a lot of the deaths and stuff be coming with the BBLs and stuff like that. But, you know, if men getting BBL, you know, that's something, I don't even want to talk about that. But then there are the surgeries that, you know, because men are competing now too, to fast track, you know, being an influencer, so to speak, on these social media platforms. And the guys are going to get the tattoo abs and have you seen that? Like, and this real, like, these dudes are going to get the joints where it's like, yo, they wilding. It's like Beijing for your abs. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your abs turn gray, you just put this dye and then your shit just show up. Like, word. And I think one dude, he had like a 30-pack. He went past six. That nigga had cuts all the way down, like, to his shorts. Like, that nigga, I think his shorts had muscles. Like, I don't know what doctor he went to. He went to the cat that turned into the Hulk. What's his name?
Banner.
David Banner. He went to him, yo. He got some gamma in his ass or something. Yo. I don't know what happened.
That gamma right there.
And the way fam abs was set up, it made you just quit all these little crunches. I mean, all this shit I be doing. It's like, well, damn, I might as well just get this shit up, because I ain't gonna never fit a 30-pack. But You know, but it's really a thing, and the fact that people are losing their lives. I mean, I thought that was interesting, especially for it to be still a hot topic now, and they're trying to sweep it under the rug because they got this other stuff going on out here with you know, of course, with Diddy and all them, yo, you know. So that's like the hottest topic besides the diss records and stuff that's going on. We're gonna get to those diss records though. We gotta get to them though. I listen. We gotta talk about a couple of these diss records that's been floating Woo! Around. I can't even let that go. We're gonna have to talk about a couple of them. But walking to that down in that thing, I just wish that it was a way. Like, so in your because I know y'all do, like, because you mostly cater to women when it comes to the services that you provide, right? And mm-hmm. stuff like that when it comes to, you know, everything. All right, so bet. So I know y'all got an event coming up, and I know y'all got several more that y'all putting together and all that. So what I would like to ask, is this part of that whole curriculum, like dedicated to that? Like, is there something that y'all add in, or is that something that would be okay with adding in to understanding how it's okay to accept your natural body for what it is and actually put together some type of way? I mean, I don't know, because I don't know what to do, because I don't think, does it really come off as motivation when we try to get into that, or does it a put down, like, yo, you need to get in the gym?
It depends on who you're talking to. Some people, if they do have body dysmorphia and if they do already feel a type of way about their body, you might have to come at it tactfully. You know, you might have to say something like, hey, you know, I've been thinking about working out. You want to start working out with me? You know, something like that. Make it more of a group activity, not just solely on her and what she needs to fix.
Gotcha.
Some girls can take it, you know, it's hard, not many, because who really wants to be told that they need to tighten up, especially depending on how many kids you got. I mean, it gets to a certain point when it's harder to get it off. So that might be something they're already struggling with. So yeah, it just depends on, you got to know who you're giving that message to. You got to know how they react. You got to know how they receive information to be able to tell them something that personal. Because it's not something they can fix in 5 minutes. So you know that rule, if they can't fix it in 5 minutes, don't really say nothing. And so fixing their body, they can't do that in 5 minutes. So you got to be careful how you bring that up.
Yeah.
Then they think you don't think they're sexy. It becomes a whole thing. They can really get in their head about it and take it to a whole different level just because, you know, like the mind plays tricks.
Nah, I mean, you're right, because, you know, I think for men, like, in order for us to really be effective and when it comes to women and the choices that they want to make with their body, is that we're going to have to either participate in that, whatever that goal would be. So if it's, yo, you know, you could get yourself back naturally and they working out, then you're going to have to work out with them. Right, you can't have a man a father figure. you can't have a father figure then looking at your girl like, hey man, look man, you need to get in the gym, yo. I can see the way your belt. You know, you can't do that, and you lumped over like that, right? You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna have to get in there with them, and I think that'll be a thing if they started a movement. I don't know, like if they started a movement with Natural Bodies Matter, would that be a thing? Because right now they're making it easier for women to have BBLs. Because I saw they have a toilet that they made that instead of it being like circular for water, it's longer this way.
I'm done with the whole world at this point. When the fuck is the rapture? Because what is going on? What? So we just gonna adjust to these sloppy asses?
Yes, they got a
How about my regular ass? Is my regular ass gonna be able to fit on that crazy-ass toilet?
They got BBL toilets right now, yo. You could get it, and it's specific for girls who got BBLs. They got little toilets. You could put them in your crib. You'll install it. It kind of long, too, like the long way for the girls who got that coffin thing going on. Like, that's a cross right there. That got the extra hip type of thing like that. Oh, word.
But no thighs to handle it.
Yeah, like, or like the BB flush or something like that, yo. I don't know.
Shut the fuck up, shut up. Shut the fuck up. I hate you.
Yeah, yo,
I don't know
the real name, but they got the toilet, yo, like the whole toilet for the BBL. They got their BBL toilet. So they making it easy. Like, instead of encouraging people to go the opposite way, they encouraging people to, like, get it. Like, we're going to make it more comfortable for you. Like, we got a toilet for you. Because obviously the toilets ain't been helping. Like, regular toilets have been an issue for girls.
Who been
I don't know. Maybe it might stick where your stuff come out. Maybe it might push it back further or something like that, where they can't really sit on a toilet. Like, I don't know. But they got a BBL flush right now. It's in white, too. So you got to keep that joint clean. You know what I'm saying?
No, this shit, it's probably getting pushed too, because you know the biggest hustlers in the game is the medical field. And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what they're going to look like in 30 years. So, you know, it's just keeping the medical industry funded. They know in a few decades, people going to have some issues, and they're going to come up with some new medicines for it. They're already preparing for this. And people are just falling into it. Like, you think that's natural? You think you should have all that into like that? Like, I don't understand it. I just
And sometimes it doesn't. It really does not. Like, I think that, you know, bodies is. I get it though. Like, right? Some people got an image that they perceive. You know, that they want to see themselves in. You know what I mean? And I think. But the whole purpose of working out is the health part as well. It's like helping with everything going on the inside, and it just happens to the results affect how you look on the outside, right? But it's helping everything on the inside, your circulation, your blood flow, inflammation. It's helping your organs get, you know, it's helping you get more oxygen because you're breathing more because you're, you know, and it's helping you sweat more, which is allowing you to get all kind of shit that's in you out of you. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people right now are suffering from things because they just don't sweat. Like, that's the real truth. Like, if some people sick right now because they don't sweat, they wear a whole bunch of deodorant every day. They slapping on 1,000 pounds of deodorant, antiperspirant at that. And then that's blocking you from sweating. And then you ain't sweating. And so you just got a whole bunch of shit just in your body. You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, you inflamed or you ain't feeling good. You got this going on. And it's because you ain't sweating. Like, you ain't releasing stuff. So it ain't so much about just looking good. It's about the health part, too. Why it's cool to go get it the right way. You know what I mean? Or you can consider that the right way or whatever, yo.
The healthier way, I guess.
Well, yeah. Because your motivation easily can be that part. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not so much about, like, yo, all right, let me get, I know I'm breathing all this badass air. We know they doing chemtrails. We see what they did in Dubai. They just put motherfucking shit in the air and made it rain to the point where now it look like Atlantis over that motherfucker. People over there swimming and, you know what I'm saying? Their cars is all underwater. Like, it's bananas. Like, because they playing God, right? And so, you know, y'all see that it's going on, and then it's easy to find out how they do that. How do they seed the clouds and make it rain like that? They put aluminum, they put this, they put that, they put this. They put all these things in there, and then boom, it comes right there back down to us, and we breathe that. So you got to sweat.
Yeah.
So working out, like at least cardio, at least 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes of cardio in between while you, you know, you do your weightlifting and stuff. And a lot of dudes, I noticed that too in the gym. So many dudes going in just want to get big, me.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. They don't do no cardio. Only thing sweat is they underarm and that's it. And a little bit of their back. Even his whole shirt dry. They in there getting big. They just pumping on weight, yo. Pumping on weight. And then get up and got to adjust their knees because their legs so damn small. Like, they exactly. Legs, but
knees got, wobbling and shit. Can't hold on
dude,
that upper body weight. Like,
listen, one dude had the nerve to be like, hey, yo, young blood, you mind come spotting me? Listen. And me, you know, just trying to, yeah, I got you, bro. Hold on for a second. You know what I'm saying? I'm wiping off the machine and shit. I'm not wiping off, so I ain't get a chance to look. I knew he was on the bench because the machine I was on was adjacent. I wasn't paying attention to his weight, though. Yo, fam was like, yo, young blood, you spot me? I was like, all right, boom, wipe off the joint, came over there. I looked at the weight. I'm like, well, shit, hold on. Like, me? God damn. Hold on. I
mean, you don't spot me, nigga.
Hold on, like what I look like. Hold on, B. I was like, yo, fam, and so I had to play it off. So I asked him. I was like, yo, so fam, you about to lift all this? He was like, yeah, man. Whoa. He's like, yeah. I'm about to max out. I was like, right now? He was like, yeah. I said, this your last set? He was like, well, I did have one more. I was gonna do that one. I said, well, which set was that? He was like, well, it was the one before this, but I was going to see if I could do it. I was like, so what's the one before this? He was like, yo, you got to take two of these off on the other end. I was like, you know what, fam? Don't skip your workout for nobody. Hold on. I'm going to take these two off. I'm going to get these other two. I'm going to spot you. Then I'm going to go over here and catch this other machine. He was like, you know what? You right, bro. I was like, all right, bet. I took them shits up. Spot, fam. Yo, boom, you got that, B. He was like, yeah, man, appreciate it, bro. Like, yeah, man. He said, nah, I'm going to do it. I was like, all right, I'm going to see you, fam.
Yeah.
I hope he don't watch this. Because I did that, yo. Because it was a lot. Like, yo, shit, I'm not going to. If you don't lift this, B, we not lifting this. If this it's gonna be bad for everybody. You had the 45s up there, but he had like four on each side. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, are you?
I would have called a couple more niggas over. Like, yo, y'all come over here. we need three people on this bar right now.
Obviously, other people already knew who fam was because it was nobody. You know, normally when it come down to the bench joint, people be waiting around hovering because that's their thing. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get on the bench. So they normally hovering, but fam ain't had nobody around him. I ain't paid none of that no attention at that point, yo. If it wasn't for me asking a few questions, yo, I'd literally already agreed to try to lift a whole car from dude's chest, yo. Word up.
He would have had to die that day.
He didn't need a CPR or something, yo. After they play the fitness, would have had to go in the back, get one of them little pumps. Get his shit back right, yo. For real. I had way too much weight up there, man. For what, yo? And I ain't even trying to knock nobody for how strong you want to be. But damn, yo, stop playing. I don't know why he called me. Yo, I took him right out of that. As soon as he said, all right, yo, I'm going to do this next set. I was like, oh, all right, bet, B. I'm going to go over here and catch this joint real quick, yo. He's like, all right, man. All right, yo. Psh, out of there, yo. Well, and I pulled the weight off for him. I said, don't even get up. I got
let me do this for you.
Yo, go for yours, fam. Like, word. Like, lay down, B. I got you. I was not about to do that. I wouldn't even put nobody else through that. Because technically, think about this. The thing I'm talking about in the gym that they're using, it's not even like it's a free bench. It's the one that's on the little thing, so it slide up and down, and you can actually twist your wrist, and it'll lock, so you don't have to kill yourself. So it's not like it's a free bench, and he got a real bar right there with the weight. It ain't that. Oh, you showing up for no reason. You got all this freaking weight on the shit that slide. And all you gotta do is flick your bum ass wrist. Why you gonna call me over here and try to get me to help you die? I'm not being a part of your death, son. You wildin', y'all. I took him right out of that slick too. He had no idea what was coming, and I didn't even know he had something. I just asked questions. Word, like, yo, fam. And I got him right out of there, yo. Yo, boom. And I was going. I was like, yo, I ain't getting caught up like that ever again. Now when I see him in the joint, all he do is this. Like, he right on guard. Yeah, because he be still in there, walking around. Biggest shit up here, yo. Just walking through. Like, yo, man.
I don't know.
No reason. But, yo.
I don't even look good.
You said what?
I don't even look good. Like big top and small leg, like that look crazy to me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Obviously, dudes,
they got
body dysphoria too.
Mhm.
Right. Because for real, dudes, very seldom you see them on there trying to get that cardio in. They straight over there to the weights. So they lifting and pumping, yo, lifting and pumping. And I get it. You know what I mean? It's the image. Everybody, you know, want that look. You know what I mean? They want to be like a Spartan. Like 300 got everybody wanting to be a Spartan, you know? And so Cash is really going for that. I don't know. I mean, it's out here for you, I guess, if you got the discipline, but you have to maintain it too. So,
I don't know.
Like, you could get 32 abs if you want it. Like my man who got the tattoo joint, you could get that on there if you want, but you're going to have to maintain it. So, I don't know. Every now and then you're going to want a cheeseburger, yo. I promise you. You go to the wrong cookout if you want to. You're going to have
that.
Yo, son, had that tattoo joint, take your shirt off at the beat. Like he's 6 months pregnant with a 32 pack.
Whoa. Round ass belly. Round ass 30 pack.
Well, speaking of packs, it's been a lot of packs been dropped out here in the music world, yo. These cats is going completely in out here, yo.
Yeah, it's been getting ugly. You got R&B niggas rapping. It's
crazy. Like, and the rap, and they come in so quick. Like Chris Brown, like, we knew Chris Brown could rap, though, from other joints that he did, right? But I would never think that he would enter into it that way. Because if he would have did a song dissing somebody, that would have been pretty much worse.
Yeah, he did say he's gonna sing about it.
He did say that. He did say that. Because if he would have sung it, it would have been way worse. If somebody diss you singing, like, and so he rapped, and man, he got busy. I'm not even gonna lie.
He did his thing on that. My jaw dropped. Because like you said, we knew he can rap. But I didn't expect him to get that gritty. Like, he got... He went to hell with that. Like, he took that shit to hell. Like, I don't know why they playing with Breezy. Like, just leave him alone. Let him snort his powder if that's what he want to do. Like, just leave him alone.
Yo, you are crazy. Your boy did come back and say that. So Quavo came back.
Yeah.
And he had Takeoff on the song, yo. So... which was, you know, shorty, of course, an unreleased verse that he ain't never, you know what I'm saying? But he came back quick. You gotta give him that. Like, he didn't just sit on it, like, for days and stuff like that. He actually went straight in the booth and got busy. So and he put it out. So you got to give him credit for that. Was it as good as your boys? Nah, he did have his, you know, he had his moments in the record, I think. You know what I mean? Because it is a battle, and he did get right back. So, you know, I got to give him that. But, you know, Drake, sheesh.
Yeah, I mean, Drake is clever, though, so I don't even know why they be fucking with Drake either, because his rhymes are clever as fuck, and he's Canadian, so I feel like when he gets you, like, it's even a little bit more disrespectful, because he's Canadian. Like, those are the nicest motherfuckers on the planet. Like, you got this nigga from Canada dissing you.
Yes, and he... He just go crazy. He took Snoop and Tupac's AI voice and made verses, and we still waiting on Kendrick, and all these other people are not playing around. Kanye jumped out there and got on him and J. Cole at the same time. Drake and J. Cole, like, all these people me personally, I think it's dope because we know that none of these people are going to fight in real life. Yeah. That's the difference in this whole rap thing that's going on right now. We know that in real life, these cats are not going to fight. They ain't going to kill each other. It won't be another Pac and Big type of scenario. You know what I mean? But it should be a lesson to all you ladies out there that be out there, you know, in your celebrity bag, wanting to always be in the celebrity's faces and always thinking that you up because you dealing with a celebrity. Let them cats start dissing each other. You wind up being right in their room.
You gonna be a target. Like, they gonna say something about you. I ain't trying to be in nobody's diss record.
Yo, they got Shorty all in the joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, back and forth in her. Like, in the diss records, like, yo, like, what? You know, like, and that's the craziest thing about it. Like, you know, Shorty an artist too, but just imagine. Like, she could literally say something too, but who's she gonna respond to? Two people? She could. But then she gonna have to have heat. Like, she gonna have to really come with it, though. Like, it can't be no, you know, whatever. She gonna have to come with it. But not just her, the other shorty too, Karrueche too.
Call them all out they name. Like, all types of bitches and hoes. I'm like, well, goddamn.
Right?
Nope.
On the record. Like, yes. Just bam. Like, oh, man, ladies, I gotta make better choices than this. Yo, all y'all ladies out there fighting to get in these VIPs, all of y'all out here fighting to get, listen.
Stop mishandling your vagina. That's what they're doing. They're mishandling their vagina. Stop doing it.
You need a vagina manager.
Yes.
No, please. Somebody actually
lock that shit down.
Yeah, okay, book whenever you need to get your vagina. Like, put it on the schedule for you. Like, yo, I bet. So you got what? All right, let me put that in the schedule. Not on these days. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all wilding. Because if y'all continue going down this road, man, y'all gonna continue to be in. And not even them. It's the comedians. It's the actors. Like, all of these, everybody got beef right now. They all, it's almost like it's a button that was pushed and everybody just jump out there and let's just start, you know what I'm saying? You got Lil Rel out here. He wilding. He trying to, Gerard Carmichael, he out here wilding. Like, all of these people, all these cats got beef and even in the comedian world. So I'm looking at it like, right now, this is the age of distraction for some reason, y'all. And it's very heavy.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. There's been every month, there's been another great distraction. It's just, I don't know what May's going to bring. Who knows? But it's going to be some.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a month of rap battles.
It's going to be some more, too. Because, you know, I don't think it's going to continue to, like, die down. I think it's going to continue to grow because it's, like I said, other people are getting mentioned and getting called. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Puff ain't put out a diss record because he's in everybody. You know what I mean? Now he's a Now, instead of saying pause or no homo, now
no Diddy.
Like, man, how you go from being, you know what I'm saying, your legacy being that guy, man, to now becoming a catchphrase in pop culture, yo, no Diddy. And people are saying it just as casual now. It's almost like they're not even saying pause no more. It's like they saying, yo, I'm about to go in, no Diddy. Like, damn, like, you can't even go in the house without being Diddy? Like, what the fuck? Like, yo.
The diddler.
It's a dub. It's a dub. And I hate it because, you know, your legacy go down the drain. Your children are affected by it. And no matter what, man, it's like that. You can't come back from it. I don't know. He could always change his life, right?
But you'll still be the diddler at the end of the day. Like, people, nobody's going to forget this. It's not going to be forgotten. Not, he might be forgiven, I guess. But yeah, no, this is a mark of history right here. This is, for hip hop at least, this is a big thing. Especially thinking about how far back it go with him, and it's just, it changes a lot of shit. It makes people look at shit a lot differently.
And it's a lot of people that was affected by it that once shared that spotlight and now fell to the background because of things that had happened to them and nobody believed them. And then now all of a sudden it's like, ooh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. We got to start paying attention. That's why I say now is the perfect time for everybody to create their own. Like, this is it. Like, I don't know. Like, if people never saw opportunity to change their financial, like, their whole situation, I don't know what they not looking at right now. Besides the fact that it may not be an election, because it may not, like, technically, like, we don't know. Like, something going to happen. Aliens going to show up or something. Somebody going to show up somewhere around, you know, maybe October, August, September, somewhere around there, you know, it's going to be something that's going to show up and make everybody scared and not be able to do something because they got to work whatever they can, you know what I'm saying, to try to not even have an election, right? Yep. Because they know them getting up out of it. So all that stuff and all these people that have been going so hard and trying to do all this damage to your boy, yo, they're going to be the first people that's going to get cleaned up. And they know it. So they're trying to do everything they can to hold on to that power. And it makes sense. Because look at everything they're doing to the people out here, just the regular citizens, yo.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, you know, I think all the people that are in the record business right now and in Hollywood right now, like, it's up. It's up for them, yo.
Yeah. That whole shit's going to have to change because now there's too many eyes on what's going on out there. Like, it's way too many eyes on it. You got everybody speaking out against it. All you need is that one person. Once one person really start and gets traction on it, everybody come out.
It's a
they're like, oh, wait, you being believed? Okay, well, then I can tell my story. So, yeah, it's a dub for them. They going to have to change it up. They have to fix their shit. These parents who don't really give a fuck about their kids and will do sacrifice their kids to get into this business, y'all about to be up too. Cause now we watching that shit. We taking notice. You can't be sacrificing your kids for some fame. You should have been famous. Why didn't you go for this? Like, don't be living vicariously through your kids. Like, that ain't even fair to them.
That's true. We forgot to mention that because it's a lot of people getting in trouble now. I think in the state of Texas, I can't remember right now. I should have paid more attention. I was looking at it, but it slipped my mind exactly where it is. But yeah, like one of the parents are being held accountable for what the children are doing now. So one of the guys that went and shot up the school, his parents have both been sentenced to prison because they knew, and technically they the ones who went and bought that gun the day before he went to do it, and then he used said gun to go do whatever he did. And so yeah, and they being charged. So now with that being said, that's gonna start trickling down. So now parents are gonna have to be very careful about the way their children move now, because now they're going to start implementing that. It's going to start hitting other states. Watch.
Yep.
Now they're going to start locking up the parents for the kids. Now they already locking up kids left and right for, you know, especially once you become a teenager. What? They could get you in there as an adult. Be 18 if you want to and get caught. Boom, you out of here, yo. And then now they could come up with some type of law where now they could get you and then come get your parents too. Like, oh, yeah, you wild.
Yeah, because I'll be mad as hell if I had locked up my shit, my kids shouldn't.
Especially when it comes to something like a gun and drug, especially when you know that ain't what they got to do. If they the followers, like we, I know me, if my kid become a follower, my kids become a follower, y'all, I did something wrong, y'all. I guess that would be my fault for me to have to go, because technically they shouldn't be, you know, we ain't no way we set them up to be followers, yo. You know what I mean?
They should not, and especially following the wrong type of people. I'm not saying being a follower is necessarily a bad thing. Some people, they're not leaders. Not everybody is supposed to be a leader, because we do need people who can take direction and to, you know. So I don't think everybody's supposed to be a leader, but you need to have discernment, and you need to make sure who you following. You got to really think through it. Are you just following them because they cool? Like, because they got popularity? Like, what is the reason behind following them? If it's nothing that makes them a stand-up citizen, then it's a dub. Like, you shouldn't be following that person. Nothing positive. So I don't necessarily say that we shouldn't, our kids shouldn't be a leader, but just you have discernment. You need to do better. Know your surroundings. Know your people. That's what we need to be teaching our kids too, is who's around you. Like, what kind of things are they into? Not everybody is supposed to be your friend. Just because they're nice to you doesn't mean you gotta like them. Like, it's some things we try to teach our kids. I think people are teaching our kids, oh, be nice to everybody. And I'm not saying be mean, but you don't have to be everybody's friend.
Right.
Everybody ain't meant for you, and that's okay. And nobody should be mad at you because you just don't fuck with somebody. As long as you're not bullying, as long as you're not picking on them, you're allowed to not like somebody. That's okay.
Yeah, and it's cool. And you got to be okay with if people don't like you. And I think that's the main thing, too. Like, it goes both ways, right? So being okay with having that thing where it's okay, like, yo, I don't have to be around these people. I don't have to interact with them. And then, I heard this guy say this thing, and he was talking about in regards to his family. He said that he had to learn to love people and keep them in his heart without keeping them close.
Yep.
So it's like, I love you and I got you here, but I don't have to be around you. And I'm looking at that from a distance, because, you know, it comes a time where you have certain people in your life, especially in your family, who you wish were around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you wish it wasn't a rift between y'all. You wish it was more of a, yo, come back to the way it was type scenario. You know, you wish that. But then sometimes you kind of wishing your life to go backwards, kind of. Because sometimes, you know, the way that you're going, certain people can't go.
Exactly. And so people, because I stopped talking to my father 6 years ago. I have not spoken to my father in 6 years. And some people in my family tried to make me feel bad about that. And but they would also admit that he ain't shit. So you're telling me I should still keep him around me even though he ain't shit? Like, he has no positive impact on my life. He is not the type of person I want around my kids. Just because he's my father doesn't mean I have to like him. I told him I love you, but I don't like you as a person.
Right.
You are not the type of person I want around me. Like, I don't like anything about you as a person, but I love you because you're my father, and that's it.
Right.
And that was a tough boundary to cut, but I had to do that for my peace. And I don't let anybody, they still try, my grandma tried to say something, and my grandma don't even like my dad. But that's your dad, and, you know, you don't know how much time he has left. That's between him and his God. Like, that has nothing to do with me. If you wanted me in your life, you would have treated me better. Like, and that's it. I don't have to have you in my life.
Yeah, that's true, man. We sometimes us, even though we adults and we still are children at the same time, you know, we even then we still try to take the responsibility of our parents, even when we know they don't do right. Cause you need, and I think the same thing, because even with my mom, you know, I be thinking, I'd be like, well, damn, like what could I have done? You know what I'm saying? Like it should be a way better relationship than that. And to think about all the things that you had to sacrifice as kids too, to play a part of your family's life. You know what I mean? And to, cause you're the oldest and stuff like that. So you got to think about that. All the responsibility that was on you in order to, for, you know, to be allowed to go to work. I mean, to get so many things done only to become an adult and act like it don't even matter. They don't even exist. Just stay in your own world. So I get it, man. Like, I think a lot of people deal with that more so than they like to give themselves credit to. Like, a lot of us deal with dysfunctional situations that are immediate with our families, with a parent. You know, yeah. Some of us are not just suffering with the loss of a parent, like, as far as them not being alive no more. We suffer with the separation of a parent that's here.
Exactly.
And then you look at your children, you overcompensate because you like, yo, you cannot. We going to have a way better relationship than this, that, and third. It teaches you what not to do, but at the same time, it doesn't stop you from wishing that you had a better relationship with these people. And that's what sucks.
Yeah.
Because they don't think the same thing. They don't feel the same. It's so, because you come from them, and that's what sucks.
Exactly.
It's like, really? Part of them is in you. And you fight against that part that you don't like about them every day. You fight against that because you know and you can recognize them. You know them better than anybody know them. That's the one thing that our parents don't give us credit for. We know them better than anybody. I don't care if you married, remarried, 30. I don't give a
damn. Yep. Because we got to see them in the ugly, too. You know, not everybody's seen the ugly. Not everybody's seen that dark side of them. But we did. So we know their temperaments. We know their moods. And some of that gave us anxiety disorders because, you know, you don't know. If you have that parent that will snap at any given moment, you probably have an anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
Because you have to. Because you had to pick up on that. You have to know the signs so that you can stay safe.
Hell yeah. And
those parents, when you get to an adult, will try to act like they did everything for you. And it's just, like, they forget. It's just very strange. And yeah. I hope that doesn't ever happen with my kids. I don't think it will. But I also know that they're also humans. And maybe who they grow up to be may not like, you know, me as a person. And I'll have to be okay with that. I'll have to respect that because there must be something that I'm doing that's toxic. You know, something that I'm bringing to them and I don't know about it. So that would be... If it was the same situation, my kids came to me or with me and my dad, everything that I said to him, if my kids said that to me, it would make me think, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
What have I done to cause my kids to feel this way? Not blame them for it, not lash out at them for it, for being honest. That's when you go into your bag and be like, oh, wait, then I'm doing something wrong. Let me check myself.
Right.
My behaviors.
Right.
Especially if that's something that you want that relationship with your kid. You will do what you need to do to make sure you have that.
Hell yeah. Communication will be number one. And being all right with, you know, having good intentions, but things probably affecting people the wrong way. And being okay with being able to apologize for that, because you can't just look at what your intentions was and feel like people should understand you know, and I think that's where a lot of parents go wrong. They look at their intentions. Well, I took all these hours because I wanted to make sure y'all was good, or I did this because I wanted you to do this, or I put you out because I wanted this, and I wanted to, like, you got all your intentions down pat, but the way that you did it, it just wasn't conducive to the way that you expected it to go. Like, I couldn't receive it the way that you're now explaining it. You didn't explain it that way when you was giving it out. And you're not willing to apologize for what you did because you keep looking at your intention. Like,
accountability that can save any, like, accountability. That can change somebody's mood. They could be pissed at you. But if you acknowledge what you did and you apologize from the heart exactly for what you did, because you know, it's not like you're just, oh, I'm sorry, but you don't even realize what you did. Acknowledging it, knowing, accepting it, and admitting that shit. Like, everybody, nobody's perfect. So you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have to apologize in this life because you're not perfect.
No.
And people try to take it too deep. Soon as they get one little criticism, it's like, just listen to what it is. There might be some truth to it, you know, like.
Yeah, but I think that's the hardest part about criticism, is that who it come from. Because, you know, you notice that the people that's closest to you, you could give them something and they're looking at it as negative, like, or like an attack. But then somebody from the outside can say something and then they'll internalize it. Right. Because especially if it could coincide with whatever emotion that they already feel, like, it can't be an opposite. It has to be like a go with. So that goes back to earlier when we were saying about people who would say, yo, I'd rather go under their knife versus a person who's saying, yo, just go to the gym. It's the same scenario. It's like, yo, I'm telling you exactly what it is. I'm telling you what I like. I'm telling you what I see. But for you, for what you see, you saying you want to do it this way. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to do. And that's the saddest part about it, because that's where we all get lost at that, when we try to have these type of conversations with people and they just, their mind is already really pretty much made up.
Because that instant gratification is like, oh no, but I can have this today, you know.
Right.
I go to the gym, I gotta wait months to get
right food. Then I can't eat what I want.
Exactly.
And that's exactly. The main thing.
Then they be at the airport and they can't even sit down on their new ass and shit. It's just looking crazy. It's like
crazy.
It can't be worth it. It cannot. It can't. And I don't see. And them saying that it's worth it, they lying. Because I heard that healing process is a bitch. A lot of draining and leaking. Like, who has time for that? Like, no. That's not easier than going to the gym. I would rather sweat for a few months
than go through
that healing process.
My cousin told me it stink, too. He said, yo, that when they leak like that, it stink, y'all. So,
I mean, it's nastiness. That's all this. It's just, it's like, if you think about what it is and all the fat, and it's just, I just don't, it sounds gross. I don't see, and then there's not many, I've seen a few BBLs that look real good, but that's not the majority. Most of them look terrible. They don't have the foundation for it. Like, you don't, you didn't even go to the gym to try to work your legs up a little bit, get some little thigh meat or something, because then you got this big ass, like, hips and ass, but no thigh meat. Like, what? You couldn't even do leg day, bitch? Like, you didn't even try?
Skip leg day. Skip leg day, y'all. Skipped all that. But look, all right, y'all, well, listen. I know there's a few people that jumped off and on tonight. Thank y'all so much for doing that. You know what I mean? Y'all already know. I'm thankful that we can have these type of conversations again every now and then in between, because, yeah, y'all, it be some deep stuff coming on with the parents and the people of impacted families. And we got a lot more coming. It's a lot more scheduled all the way through May. We're going to be talking to a bunch of different families and different scenarios. And, yeah, y'all just stay tuned to everything that we got going on, because the show is growing. And we thank all of y'all. Before we get out of here, Meek, what you got going on? Let them know what you got going on real quick.
So y'all know this human design workshop. I just signed 3 more people up this morning to be in it. Like I said, we were trying to do 10. We got 15 now. So, and it's starting in about a week and a half. We open up 5 more slots. So if you're interested, please let me know. It's only $33. You get a workbook Email to you, and it's a 4-week workshop, 1 day a week for 4 weeks. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. And if you guys see this, follow me. You'll get some more information on it for sure.
There it is, y'all. Y'all know what to do. And on this end, y'all. So I noticed that people have been hitting me, asking me if they could be on the show, or like if they have certain things that they wanted to, you know, send in sometimes for us to ask our people that be coming on the show. Y'all know what to do. Hit us up at sparklingconversation@gmail.com. And y'all make sure y'all put exactly what it is in the subject line. And, yo, we'll make it happen, y'all. I'm telling y'all, like, if it's something that we could get in on the show the same day, yeah, we'll get y'all questions in and stuff like that. Or if you want to be a guest on the show, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up right there, and then we can make something shake. Also, people have been asking, where can they get the gear? How can they support the show? Y'all know, just hit us up on our link tree. That's the address right there. Hit us up on our link tree. You'll see the tabs up there. You can go, you can follow the podcast. You can see all the content that we shoot. You can even support the show if you want to. And, you know, everything is right there. So don't hesitate, y'all. We got our merch tabs. You can go, you can see all the stuff that we got on our website that you can go purchase to support, right? All right. And so, all y'all that follow the show so far, thank y'all. Everybody that watches every week, thank y'all. All the people that share the reels that I put up, thank y'all. And we're going to continue to keep this movement going, y'all. So until next week, y'all, I'm your boy, Rod One. This is Meek over here. And, yeah. Nobody else will, y'all. So until next week, peace.